Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week. Oh,
Wild West. Tom Lydon joins us right now, as he does each week at this time, to talk about the ETF of the week. A particularly fun thing to do with Tom because, well, hey, he's the editor of ETFtrends.com, which is a tremendous site that will help you learn everything you want to know about ETFs. So you get his insight there, but also whatever's happening in the industry, all the coverage of soup to nuts on developing funds, new things, changes, funds that are going out of business, funds that are coming into style, whatever it is, you'll find it at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter personally at Tom Lydon. But right now he's back on the show. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors Poland ETF, ticker symbol PLND.
PLND, VanEck Vectors Poland. Now, I never have made fun of the VanEck Vectors Poland ETF. I instead have only made fun of the Bulgaria ETF, as in, does anybody really need a Bulgaria ETF? I would say, Tom, that the same question could apply to Poland, as in, does anyone need a Poland ETF? Now, I say that having looked at the performance charts, and I know that Poland is killing it this year in the realm of emerging markets. But seriously, somebody needs to be considering a very specialized single country fund? Why?
The great thing, Chuck, is we get to talk every week about different ETFs and how they can be used in different ways. And yeah, as you point out, this ETF is up almost 50% year to date. So although the general markets here in the U.S. that we spend a lot of time focusing in on have done pretty well, there are some areas of the world that are doing quite well. And for those that are looking for other opportunities outside the U.S., this is something to consider. The other thing, though, is just recently in the news, Poland has had some internal strife. They've got some government issues. There are a lot of protests that are going on. And just in the last few days, the Poland index and this ETF have gone down a little bit. So what I was hoping to do today in bringing this ETF to the forefront would be, look, if you're an ETF investor and you're doing all the right things, you have a well-diversified portfolio, you're happy with the way the portfolio is moving, but you're looking for other opportunities, how might you find those opportunities? And a great way to do it is just look at the news. And if there's a certain area of the world that maybe is having some internal strife, like Poland, or in fact, there's some positive news that's going on, how might that affect how you would allocate funds there? And as you and I always talk about, it's nice to be able to have trends to look at. And sure enough, even though there's a little bit of a pullback in the Poland index here that is tracked by this ETF, it's still above its 200-day average. So I'm trying to use this as a lesson to say, look for those areas that maybe are unloved, as emerging markets are unloved compared to our markets in the U.S., number one. Number two, are of decent value. The P.E. ratios in emerging markets are a fraction of what we're paying here in the U.S. And then finally, if there happens to be some bad news, but it might just be temporary and there's a bit of a pullback, here may be that opportunity for you to swoop in, take a position while it's above its trend line, and ride it out as long as it maintains that long-term uptrend. If the trend changes, use that as your sell point. But I think more and more people are getting comfortable with ETFs, and they see that there are these types of opportunities if you're paying attention to your portfolio and you actually like watching trends.
The interesting side to me is that as much as I've made fun of the Bulgaria ETF or now potentially the Poland ETF, I can see somebody saying, yeah, let me let a manager do the overall emerging markets. Let me decide maybe where I want to tilt based on what's doing particularly well. But that means it's also very important that somebody understand how to play it. Where's the money coming from and what kind of percentage are you allowing something this specialized to be?
So your serious money, your long-term buy and hold money, this is not what you look to. If you have a trading account or if there's a portion of your portfolio that you've allocated for short-term trends or opportunities, this is what you do. And again, for the average investor that might be listening, there might only be 1 in 10 that would have the discipline to follow this over an extended period of time. But when the market's good and everyone's feeling great about their investments, that's really the time we have to think about looking at trends, because inevitably when people are feeling really good about the markets, it's close to the time when we're going to have a correction. Not saying that that's happening anytime soon, but something to think about, number one. Number two, why not, as opposed to adding new money into domestic markets where that's a majority of where your money is allocated, find some areas that maybe haven't been as popular the last few years, and Poland or emerging markets would definitely qualify. So I feel that after 8 years of a bull market in stocks, that finding these types of opportunities and being a little bit more sensitive to buying and selling might be the right thing to do, because is there a chance that we'd see a 20% correction in the next 12 to 24 months? Probably a lot greater than we saw 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and talk about diversification. Very little question that this fund can do it. It's the VanEck Vectors Poland ETF, ticker symbol PLND, one of the hottest funds thus far year to date, above its 200-day moving average as a result, and the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon at ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends and follow Tom at Tom Lydon. That was a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life, but we have a lot more to go. So settle back and relax. The big interview will be here when we return right after this message.